I'm calling this meeting to order at 4:54. And so would you all arise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And the prayer will be offered by Larry Bagshaw, our secretary. Larry?
Our Father in heaven, we're grateful to be able to be here tonight. It's the start of this new year for a new year for our district management. We're grateful to be able to have our new members join us and ask thee to be with us all, that we can be able to make proper decisions to further the course of the district and to help us enlarge our trust with the public. And we ask these blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Larry. We'll have a roll call.
Sharon Hillman, present.
Raymond Headings, present.
Larry Bagshaw, present.
Alan Kleinman, present.
George Gorkowski, present.
Roger Childers, present.
We have a quorum. Tammy Albright is not with us.
Tammy Albright, present by phone.
You're here.
By phone.
Tammy, thank you for joining us. Appreciate it.
Sorry, I can't make it.
Did you expose me today?
I don't know. I just got the phone call about 20 minutes ago that somebody I was hanging out with on Saturday night, their wife tested positive, but he has not gotten tested himself, so I don't know yet.
Gotta stop hanging out with others, I guess. Okay. The judge is here. We'll wait till he arrives on the swearing in. Item 8 says board member training session on open meeting laws, Kleinman and Snow. And I want you to know that I don't know if you all read the Bible or not, but this is the Bible you're gonna get to read.
The waterboard Bible.
The waterboard Bible.
And hopefully it has nothing to do with torture.
And you said these are gonna be here when?
They were in the valley 2 days ago.
They're supposed to be here.
Just waiting for them to come here. Yeah.
Okay.
So they should be here any day unless.
So everyone will get one of these. There's some good stuff in here. And it sort of gives us some direction on how we should act.
We already had those.
They never done.
Huh?
We ran out.
We ordered new ones for the new.
No, I mean, I've already got one of those. Larry's probably got one.
Yeah, I have one.
Yeah.
I never got one. I stole that.
Right.
From somebody.
You can have mine.
I think Maher ordered them for us when he was chair.
Think that's it?
Greg, actually.
Okay. So Riley, are you still there?
Trying to find you, bud.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, Riley. This item 8 on our agenda talks briefly about board member training session. We're just going to let that hang loose for the moment until we get everybody gets one of these waterboard Bibles and has a chance to digest them. Then we'll set a date for when we're gonna get together and that time and go over and have instruction from you. And so this is our new Bible, Riley.
Okay.
Okay, that's as far as we're going on that.
Do I have a copy of that?
I can send him one when we get them ones.
You'll...
The book?
You'll send him one, did you say, Jody?
Yeah, if he wants it. It's more, you know, for a guideline than what he's...
Exactly.
...legal advice.
Exactly. Okay.
Yeah, Jody, you can send me a copy just so I know what everybody's looking at.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, that's good.
We'll have to charge you, because you're a lawyer.
That's okay, yeah. I've got somebody who'll pay.
Okay, looking at old business, I'm gonna skip down to old business, which is item 10. And it's discuss and take action regarding naming members to the support services, water enhancement committees. We don't wanna call them committees anymore, we kinda wanna call them advisory groups. And we have these groups that have been off and on. We have the personnel group. On the personnel group, Tammy Albright, who's not here today...
She's on the phone.
Is the... Well, she's not here. Is the lead. I'm on that group, as is David Wilson. This is personnel. So if any of you wanna be on that, we'll...
Well, David Wilson's no longer on it because...
Yeah, he is. He's on it.
I thought he resigned.
You were gonna appoint me to it. Remember I told you I would be on it with you guys?
I remember you said that.
Yeah, and then I...
But David can be on it. You don't have to be a member of the board to do that. And he's very valuable to us.
Okay.
I'd like to be on the personnel one if...
You would like to?
Yes, I'm a former personnel manager.
We can't have more than 3 board members.
Oh, okay.
So Tammy mentioned that she might wanna get off it if someone with human resources experience wanted to be on it. Tammy, is that what you said?
I'm more than happy to hand over that board to somebody who's got a lot more human resource expertise than me.
Well, I wanna keep you on, Tammy.
I'm thinking she's evil and should be destroyed.
Would you wanna stay on and just not be the lead?
Well, she's still a board member, though.
She's still a board member, so...
Yeah.
We can only have 3 board members. Anything over 3 is...
Can't have more than 3. Well, just think about this one. It occurs to me, Sharon, that you are loaded pretty heavy. And I would like to have Tammy to stay on that. And...
Is Judge right?
So we'll get back to that one. As far as Water Enhancement Committee, group, rather, Forrest McCoy died. He didn't wanna be on it anymore. So he died. And who we have on that one is Sam Schwann. We don't have Pam Mason. Pam's on this other one. So, Larry Bagshaw, I would like you to be on that, the lead of that committee, that group.
Okay.
And I've been on that group for some time. And so I would wanna participate with you on that. Okay, and if anyone here wants to be on that, the Water Enhancement Group, one of the main focuses is gonna be in the near future as to where we drill a deep well in Strawberry. So if anybody wants to be on that, let me know.
I will volunteer.
Okay, that's Mr. Gorkowski.
He's over, perfect.
Is this your honor?
Yes.
Judge Wright is here. We will go and take care of the swearing in. Now, Judge, we have 5 people who need to be sworn in.
Okay.
3 are new to the board, and 2 are so old they're almost dead. So you bring him back to life, Lee. So we'll turn it over to you now. How do you want to do that?
However you would like. Who's being sworn in? 1, 2, 3. Would you like to be sworn in as a group, probably?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Do you want to just stand right where you're at, or do you want to go somewhere else?
Right here's fine.
Whatever's legal.
The legal part is when you sign your name at the bottom. So
yeah, there you go.
Okay, so let's do this. So in just a minute, I'll read the oath. I'll read it section by section, and I'll ask you each to repeat after me as a group. I'll start off, the first word is I, and then I'll pause, and right after that, that's when each of you say your individual names. Okay? So, and then after that, I'll take it in short segments. Fortunately, it's only the bottom section, it's not the whole time. Okay? New people don't know that yet, but the ones that I'm bringing back, they know that. Okay, and then the duties, and I'm just going to say, for the purpose of our swearing in, the duties of a board member, even though you'll probably write in pine, strawberry, water, and
fruit.
Yes, so, okay, we'll go there. Okay, so if you can raise your right hand, please repeat after me, I, and then state your name.
I, George.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws.
And the Constitution and laws.
Of the State of Arizona.
Of the State of Arizona.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And defend them.
And defend them.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
And impartially.
And impartially.
Discharge the duties.
Discharge the duties.
Of the office of the Pine Strawberry Water Improvement Board Member.
Of the office of the Pine Strawberry Water Improvement District Board Member.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
You're officially sworn in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you taking the effort.
No problem.
To come up here.
Anytime we have public servants, thank you for being servants. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Watch out for the elk, Judge.
Okay.
They've been out in full force.
They're probably in my yard, too, so.
Okay, Larry.
Joy, did you read it for the ceremony?
Yeah, and then I will notice, so go ahead and sign your name, print your name in the beginning where it says I so-and-so,
right.
And then sign the bottom part where your signature is, and then I will collect them and I will go ahead and do the notary part.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, Jody, do you keep these on file, or do
yes.
you send that to the court, to the
I don't have to send
county.
Them to the election. I do send them to the new board members, but I don't send the oath, but I do keep these on file and in electronic. And
so you're going to notify
the election
county
yes.
people
yes.
about it?
Now that we have our meeting, I'll go ahead and send them the new board member list.
Okay, thank you.
Which I do every year.
Really appreciate that. So you want those in this file here?
Yes, please.
You just sign to right in here. This is just my notary book, so. Go ahead and take all these and finish them up, so.
I apologize for being late. I thought it was 5 o'clock. I put that on my calendar.
Well, it was originally 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Yes. I'm going to take these.
And then they decided to have it earlier because the judge was coming up.
Okay.
And don't forget your disclosure before you leave. Okay, I'm going to go notarize all these, and then I will be seeing you guys later.
Have a wonderful night.
Thank you, Jody.
Thank you.
Okay, going back to item 10, we also have a construction management group, which is composed of myself, Sharon Hillman, Bob Arthenault, no.
Arbuthnot.
You're
no, it's no.
Arbuthnot.
Scottish name, not a French name.
Well, when we vote, when you were on this board, we vote, you would always say not, no. You didn't say not.
I should have said no when you fired me and made me take this job.
Oh, jeez. Okay, and Paul and Ben are on that group and on the construction management. I think that's adequate. We have a meeting every Thursday at usually at 9 a.m. And that's, Paul will be here in the morning. But if anyone has a dying wish to serve on that and be there, it's a obligation of every week is what it is.
9 to noon usually.
Yeah, 9 to noon. I hear no takers. Okay. Then the one we didn't mention is professional services. That's inactive at the moment. What's going to happen on that one is at some future time we're going to select and hire a general manager for the district, and professional services would be the group that would make recommendations. We're getting people who are interested in that position. Do you have any comments on that?
We have two very well...
We have three now.
Well, actually, we have three very well qualified people that have expressed an interest, one that's not quite so well qualified, but four that are qualified for the position, and we haven't even advertised it yet.
That's correct. And the schedule on that is probably going to be that we're going to advertise it in February.
We were planning on January, but I think it's probably late for that
this,
now.
This month is getting away from
February is probably the soonest we can do it.
So. I think so. Okay. So, any other comments on that?
So, I need members for the Support Services Committee.
Go ahead and put me on that. I'll try to attend. It might be a little rough up front the next couple weeks.
Well, they're daytime. They're, you know, when we have time.
Okay.
To do
it. Go ahead and put me. I have a background on that, so I've...
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Fire them off.
Hang on. I don't have that down, Support Services. What group is that?
Support Services Committee is what it's called, as Ben. It's a public committee, because committees are always public.
And
groups are not.
Well, we're going to change that.
What do
we're
going we
to have just no. groups.
Have we talked to our attorney? Do we have to vote on making these changes?
I don't think so. But if you want to talk to our attorney, we'll talk to him right now.
Riley? Riley?
Yes, I'm here.
We have two different committees that have been formed for the district, the Water Enhancement Committee and the Support Services Committee, and they're public committees. Do we have an issue with, does the board have to vote to change them to advisory groups so that they don't have to be public?
Well, you can, yeah, if you don't want it to be public, because the committee proceedings all have to be done in public.
We would prefer to have them advisory groups so we don't have to notice as a public meeting.
For the open meeting law.
Because of open meeting concerns, and what these committees and groups, if I can use that interchangeably, do is they dig out a lot of information and they advise the board as to what they think ought to be done, and we want the flexibility to receive that information and the flexibility to not have to make reports.
What the Support Services Committee does, when we put out an RFP or an RFQ for legal services or accounting services or engineering services, then we put that out, the Support Services Committee receives those and determines publicly who we're going to, and the meetings have been open to the public, and determines what we're going to recommend out of those returns to the board for action.
Is that the same, Sharon, as what I'm calling the construction management group?
No, that would be more like the professional services
group. It's professional services. Support services group is support services for the district. Right. Lawyers.
Professional management.
Yeah, professional services, engineers, like that type of stuff. Does that have to be done in public, Riley?
It's done by the board after we receive a recommendation.
Yeah, if we've got board members involved.
Yep.
Then, yes. Unless it's done by staff, then it needs to be in public if it's board members involved.
But if there's...
I mean, we could try and say, well, we're only going to have two board members, but I worry we'd get... And granted, they're only advisory and they can only research and report, so they're not making any decisions. But if it has board members involved, it should be public proceedings.
Is there
a elected official there discussing things?
Okay, as chairman, I'm tabling that item 10-1 pending further investigation on it.
Do we want to appoint anybody to them yet, or do you want to wait?
No. I want to wait.
Okay.
Okay.
If we're tabling something, we have to vote on tabling it. Something that's on the agenda, if it gets tabled, we have to vote.
Move to table it, so I second that.
Okay.
No, wait a minute. He can't make a motion.
No, I make a motion to table item number 10, old business. And Larry seconded it.
Larry, are you seconding that?
Right.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we table this for further investigation with regard to members of the support services and committees, etc. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nay.
Aye.
Who voted no?
That was an aye from Tammy on the phone.
Okay.
I don't get to vote.
Well, I didn't know whether it was a woman or a man.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't tell. Okay. So, we have no public here. Mr. Secretary, we are going to have election of board officers, and this is something that we need to notify the county concerning. Is that right?
No.
As to who the officers are?
We haven't done it before.
No.
You have never notified the county?
No.
Only the bank needs to know who the officers are. For banking purposes.
That's sure different than what I read, guys. Okay, I will entertain a motion to simply move that all the officers, which are currently officers of this board for 2020, will be in the same offices in 2021. I'll entertain a motion to that.
I make a motion that the four officers remain in their positions.
Uh-oh.
I second that.
It's been...
I'll second it.
Okay.
Tammy seconded.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that the officers for 2020 will continue their service in 2021, and for the new board members, those officers are... Sharon Hillman as treasurer, Larry Bagshaw as secretary, Tammy Albright as vice chairman and Alan Kleinman as chairman. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Okay. Item 9-1. This is Tammy Albright's item. As discussed and take possible action regarding the salary pay plan 2020 and 2021. Tammy, do you want to do that? Do you want Bob to do it?
Let's have Bob kind of walk through it because you guys have paperwork in front of you and he'll be able to explain it a little better than me trying to do it without the paperwork.
Okay, thank you, Tammy. So be it. Bob.
Okay, for the benefit of our new board members, we had a workshop, Tammy and I, and I believe Alan was there too. 2 months ago, was it? Because of the change in losing the district manager and things we found out, mostly my fault, but somewhat my fault, for not watching the chicken coop, the employees came to us in that workshop and opened up with several issues. One of which was no structure to pay raises. Some people got raises, some people didn't, no rhyme or reason. No grievance procedure, lack of transparency was another one, and communications, and there was a third one. Anyway, policies and procedures were non-existent. You got to understand, you new guys, that we took this district over, the district took the operation and maintenance of the system over 3 years ago. We took it from a contractor. Frankly, we had leaks all over the place. The system's an amalgamation of 13 separate system and companies. Much of it in shambles, if I can be so direct as to say that. Pipes popping every other day, people out of water, ABS piping. I mean, it goes on and on. Anyway, the board has been consumed with trying to land money to fix it, especially Sharon, who just worked her butt off with WIFA and USDA. But in any case, we have got to the point where we needed structure for our employees. Now, there's only three in the admin office and presently five and one posted for the field. But there was concerns by some that some people got raises for no apparent good reason, some people didn't. We took some salary survey data that we got from Payson, and we took some salary survey data and job descriptions that we got from the American Water Works Association. We paid for small utilities salary survey data, and we compiled them. We took and matched our employees' job descriptions up against the national standards as best we could, because everybody's a little different. So we changed some titles so that when we go forward, we can participate in these surveys easier. And we came up with this chart, and today we introduced it to the employees who had no structure before. Now, the premise of this municipal approach is, this one's based on, there's a 5% spread between the range numbers. The gray ones are not used at this time, but they're there in case you need them. There's a 3% difference between steps. That 3%, we proposed it this year, but it belongs to the board to determine at budget time what that number would be. Or it might be zero. So anyway, we compiled the one pages of details on this. And so they're off today after the meeting computing how they can get more money out of the new system. But I had some calls. It went over pretty well.
Basically, what it is the column A is higher, it's like entry level, and you got 9 steps in between, and that's an annual thing. And if you are meeting your, if you're meeting your performance plan, you get the raise. Unless you're on a performance improvement plan and you're in some kind of trouble with your supervisor, then you don't get the raise until you complete the performance improvement plan, if you're on one. So the premise here is that it's consistent. They know that it's administered fairly, and they're going forward. They're all, like I said, computing ways to get promoted and stuff. If you want, if you can't live within these ranges over the period of time that you choose to work here, then you have to be promoted. So to get promoted, you've got to work at it. For example, utility worker, water utility worker is an entry-level job. If you want to make more money than that, we require that you get certified by Arizona Department of Environmental Quality as a level 1 operator. And so that's a license, mm-hmm. and we need those guys. That certifies that they can, they're not going to poison anybody, basically. That's what it's for. They know what to do when the system goes down as far as keeping the dirt out. You know how to put chlorine in, how much chlorine, that kind of thing. It's all certified by the state. So in order to get to a level 4, a range 4, they would have to do that. Plus a few other things like demonstrated ability to run all our equipment efficiently. We have some heavy equipment that backhoes and such like, excavators, mini excavators. So that does the approach. So in the office, the admin side, you can get from a customer service 1 or a 2, depending upon the various duties. And from there at the yellow level, those are exempt positions based on the law of required to exercise judgment. Beyond that, that you can learn in a trade school or something like that, where you actually have to, what the labor law requires. So this went over fairly well. We asked them to take a look, digest it, get back to us if we made any glaring omissions. I'm sure they'll lobby for something, but that's normal. I think it was a big step. We committed to giving them something. We gave them something. We also have a grievance procedure that we rolled out today. It's in draft. It'll be presented to the board for approval on the 28th of January. I did fix the typos. But in the back's a flow chart that runs it through it fairly quick. They didn't have any alternative that before. They have issues to...
We don't have that.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Not the Josh copy, no.
Oh, well, if you want this, I can get you some more made. If anybody wants to take a look. And I'll get them to you before the
board meeting. But it's not, we're not going to vote on that tonight.
No, I'm just going over what we introduced. I guess we don't have to excuse it too much.
We're going to vote on that the next meeting.
It'll be presented to the entire board at that point, yes. What else did you talk about today?
Well, I was at the meeting, and I felt like it was fairly well received. Qualification of fairly is there because it was new to all of them with regard to these categories, and they're just digesting it now, and I think it there was no objections that I observed.
Not public.
Tammy? Do you feel like it was fairly well received by all of our employees?
Absolutely, but I do feel that they feel that there's another step. And so we will meet again to talk about how we can do like criteria-based promotions and things like that. So there's still a few things missing that I think they felt there were still a few things missing that would allow them to grow. But I think overall, the concept went well.
I agree, and I think that basic framework was accepted fine. You agree? You were there, Bob. You agree with that?
Yeah, I do, but I think it's going to take some time because what we've done is, you know, in a lot of systems, you can go over midpoint if you exceed, and so that become exceed the normal job. You do all these great things and you get more money, and that's not in here. And that's the part that's most typically abused in most of what I've seen in the past. It's, that's where you get favoritism and stuff like that. And so kind of, it looks like we based this on the city of Mesa's approach and that Tammy brought with her, and it looks like they eliminated that for those various reasons. So,
well, didn't David say too that the midpoint, that in his situations with all the people that he had, nobody really exceeded the midpoint on their ranges that they had?
In Motorola, yeah.
Yeah, when we met that last week, he said nobody ever exceeded the midpoint. You have midpoint on here. I mean, it's all in steps.
It's kind of there, and but it's there. Not there as a managed element like where I come from. Midpoint was the driver.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like they budgeted by it, and the raises were dished out against it, and 18% above and below was the span. And this isn't based that way. It's based on a salary survey, primarily.
Well, it's based on salary surveys of the small water utilities in the state. So,
yes.
I mean, that's a pretty good guideline.
And most of the local ones around here.
Yeah, yeah.
Payson did the survey. We just stole their data.
Yeah, Payson did one of them, and then you meshed it with the AWWA survey.
The job descriptions mostly were very useful in AWWA.
Yeah.
And Ms. Hillman, we made a point to make it clear that they only get these step increases if we have the money to do that.
Yeah. Right.
Now, in the past, like this last year, on your forward budgeting, you ratcheted everything up 1%, as I recall. Is that right?
Staff took the salaries for admin and field, and she was instructed to add $1 an hour for everybody, and that was what was put in the budget.
Okay. Well, I think this is a good workable arrangement, and I think it'll be very valuable, and we'll modify it as we go along where needed. Tammy?
Yeah?
Do you want to bring this to a vote tonight?
Yeah, that would be great. Again, you know, from a board perspective, we're looking at, you know, the concept is obviously a policy and can always be tweaked here and there.
Sure.
As employees have the issues, but we're looking for approval of the concept to move forward.
Okay.
And the midpoint is really that you still use the midpoint for establishing budgets and stuff, you know. Some people are higher in midpoint, some people
right.
are lower.
Right.
Oh, for budgeting. Yeah.
For budgeting purposes.
Right.
You pick that range, what is it, E or F?
E.
E.
Okay. Yeah. The chair will entertain a motion to accept this as far as it's gone.
What is the board's desire with this document? Is it going to be incorporated into the district's rules and regulations, is what we'll call as a formal piece of that.
Yeah, this approach.
All right.
The whole thing, all three?
Yes.
Well, can we vote on that without the...
We don't want to put the whole thing in the rules and regulations, because then we're going to be changing the rules and regulations whenever there's a change in this.
Oh,
the schedules.
The schedules need to not go in.
No, but this... But the pay policy part can go in the rules and regulations.
Yeah.
Which explains the schedule.
Exactly. Do I hear a motion to include that?
I so move.
It's been moved, or do I hear a second?
I second that.
We have a motion and a second to include this concept of on the district's pay policy as presented on page 1 of this handout. All in favor? Any discussion further? All in favor say aye.
I just had a question.
I'm sorry.
So if you said that you were working on a plan where they could, that they know how they can get to the next steps and so forth, is that going to be included in this as well?
You mean a procedure?
No.
No, it's not in this pay policy.
It was explained to them that they need to work on getting promoted.
Yeah, if they have a roadmap or somehow they know how they can get to the next step.
They have the job descriptions too. Well, for the one that's missing, water certified water system, for example, the certified water
system operator one
is a level 4. All of our guys right now are level 1. And we talked about the fact, and I handed out the job description for the level 4.
Yeah, you did.
But we didn't formalize that anyway. There should be something, I suppose, that...
Now those job descriptions Jody took, and that would be, those descriptions would be included in our...
In our procedures manual?
Yeah.
And typically,
wherever we keep job description.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The district has a manual in there with various
right
things in it. It should be in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And typically,
you're talking about the employee's manual.
No, not necessarily. No. The employee handbook is something different. That's all policies and that type of stuff.
It just goes in the rules and regulations somewhere. These job descriptions.
No, job descriptions don't go in rules and regulations. Anything pertaining to employees really are not in the rules and regulations. This really would be in the employee manual.
I believe that's where this was intended to go.
This pay policy thing will go into the employee manual, the employee handbook, along with these schedules and that type of stuff. And job descriptions would go in the employee manual. But they wouldn't be in the employee manual that goes out to all of the employees. We'd have to have like a separate office employee manual that has the positions and that type of stuff in it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't put them in all their employee manuals, all the job descriptions and all that kind of stuff.
No.
But the intent is
to look around and see what they've got.
Yeah.
The intent is to do that. And that establishes
that written. I haven't had time to look into what they have.
Employee manual would, if job titles change, you don't want it in the employee manual. I would not think.
No, want that's what Jared's saying. It should be the manager's
procedures
or something.
District procedure manual, something like that.
I do have one question. You were mentioning going from the range 1 to range 4. One of the requirements was state certification.
Yes.
Is that something that is going to cost the, does the employee have to pay for it? How is that provided?
We pay for that.
Okay. So as long as everyone will put the time in and get certified.
Okay, yes. Tammy, I recognize you.
Yeah, but to answer the original question, we have not, that was just brought up by the employees today, so that told us that this system was based on them having to apply for the next available position that is at the higher level, but they supported the criteria-based promotion. So the next step would be the supervisors putting together the skills needed to move to the next one, you know, the skill sheets and certifications and what would be actually needed to move up to the next one, and then we could go on to build criteria-based promotions. But that is not part of this at this point.
Right.
Yeah.
And that stuff typically is discussed at the performance review. I don't know what the frequency of your performance review is.
Annual.
You would hit, well, and again, it's not a bad idea to have a mid-year so that you can see if they're on track toward anything that they're trying to achieve, just so that they're not surprised. And maybe that's the time that you may have to put someone on a performance improvement plan at that six-month review, just to, I mean, it's very informal, that review. You say, hey, how's it going? Anything you need? Any help from us that you may need? And then that way, it's not a big surprise come the annual.
Seen that done before?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds
the
like...
Supervisor is coach.
Sounds like we're in agreement on that. Let's see, we had a motion and a second, didn't we?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, we're voting for it.
All right, so all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion carries.
Did you hear Tammy? She said aye.
I heard her. I heard her. Okay. We have one other item here. This is 9-2, having to do with our financial situation, and our treasurer, Sharon Hillman, will address that.
Okay, especially for those new board members, I don't know if you're aware of what took place in June 2017, so that's what I put on here, that they increased real estate taxes as well as some water rates. The increased taxes and fees have been used each year to make $400,000 in additional payments on the Compass Bank debt. The reason for that was it had a balloon payment that was going to be due in 2025, and we would have to do new financing. So the additional payments have been made on a quarterly basis each year, and the debt is now under $4 million, which is scheduled to be paid off by the USDA funding. It's already in the program. For the past two quarters, the district has deposited the funds into public funds interest-bearing checking account instead of making the payment due to the prepayment penalty on each payment being in excess of $20,000. We didn't want to throw money away, so we just put it in a funding account, which is actually going to be used for the USDA funding to begin with. So the district now has $200,000 plus interest in that account and $250,000 in the Compass Bank reserve that we've had. So that's $450,000 that we currently have. We're hoping to get the prepayment penalty down to, well, I'm asking for it down to zero because we're currently in the process of getting funding for $5.5 million to do the first series of projects under USDA. Compass Bank is going to be our interim lender, and it's going to be interest-only financing for that period. So what has happened is it's time for us to make another payment into that account in January. And I don't think that we should make any more because it's going to get paid off probably within the next 2 months with the USDA funding. The USDA funding hinges on the letter of conditions, and when we have the board meeting on the 28th, I will give you everybody an updated letter of conditions. Section 3 of the letter of conditions has to be completed before we can go out to bid. All of the letter of conditions that they have given us have to be completed before they will release any dollars. Part of that letter of conditions is interim financing, making sure we have secured financing. I will send you a copy of those letters. I'll email them to you. So I'm making a motion to release the $200,000 that's in the budget to be used elsewhere as needed, but this is like a one-time thing only because we're doing the USDA funding. This won't happen again because we will have debt service. The USDA funding is going to take over a similar amount of money each year that we were paying Compass Bank, even with the additional principal. We told them we could afford $825,000 a year. That's how they came up with the funding, because that's what we were already paying. We didn't add anything to it. We wanted to be within that parameter. So when they pay off that $4 million, they're going to start charging us interest on that $4 million. So part of this $200,000 in the budget is going to have to be left aside. However, our USDA funding and our interest with Compass Bank is 3.85. Our USDA funding interest is 1.125. So it was a deal that the board couldn't pass up in borrowing this money now, because this fiscal year, USDA was changing the parameters on how you qualify and all that type of stuff. Not using the MHI anymore and those types of things. So we qualified, we had an application in. They called us and said, let's do this application. We have money. And so we said, oh, okay, we'll go ahead and do it. So that frees up the extra $200,000 that's in the budget right now. That was earmarked for going in to make those payments. There's no point in making any more of them because we're under $4 million and it's going to be paid off.
It's not going to be a penalty.
Well, I'm trying.
Oh, that's what you're trying to get.
She's
negotiating that at the moment.
They calculated the penalty for me one time and it was over $400,000. Then they calculated me again and it was $361,000. But because they've been our only lender that we've had until WIFA 3 years ago, they have really worked with the district and helped us out a lot when the district really didn't have anything to go on. I mean, when the district took over this, it was on a wing and a prayer, and Compass said, here's $7 million, you know?
Question. Is the change in Compass going to affect us at all, or is it going to stay?
No, it's actually, I think it's going to benefit us.
Okay.
They've been bought out by PNC. PNC Financial, who is one of the top, like, 10 financial organizations in the world. So they feel, they're very positive that it's going to benefit their customers to have this bigger pool of funds and that type of stuff. So all I wanted to do was get the board to approve that, you know, we're not going to put any more money into that account right now because we don't need to. And we're not going to try and make any more payments because it's getting paid off anyway. And I'm working, negotiating, trying to get that prepayment penalty down as far as I can. But this $450,000 that we have, I have earmarked for taking care of that. And if we can get rid of some of this, if they can get it down to a reasonable amount, I'm going to come back to the board and say, we've got this excess money. I would like to pay off, if we got $300,000, I would like to take this $300,000 and fulfill our WIFA requirement of our reserve account. We've got $300,000 in it, and it needs to be $600,000 by 2023. So that would free up dollars. Right now we're putting $100,000 a year into that reserve fund. We're going to have a reserve fund with USDA as well, and if they're going to be substantial. But the nice thing about USDA is when we get to it, we've already got a schedule of what the payments are going to be, and they're going to be monthly payments. It's not going to be, I don't know, like with a, we just got a notice that our January 1st payment was going to be X amount of dollars. We don't know until the week before. So, and now in July, we pay a principal payment plus interest to WIFA. We are also going to be on interest only for the first 2 years with USDA. There's not going to be any principal to pay back. So they've got the payments allocated over 38 years instead of 40.
And what's our... Our grant amount going to be?
Our grant amount?
Our grant amount from USDA going to be?
I think it's $510,000, something like that. We don't get that until the end.
I understand that. I just wanted that said so everybody knows.
Yeah.
So that we don't have to repay that apart.
Right.
Now, I understand that... Ms. Hillman has made a motion to release the $200,000 budget item for use elsewhere. Is there a second on that?
I second it.
We have a second. Other discussion.
Did I take the $200,000 just going to go with the general budget, general fund?
Right now, it's just on the budget as this line item. I will just leave it on that line item. We just won't use it for that. We'll move it as we need to move it into other areas. Some of it may go into administration, some of it may go into operations.
I've got a backhoe.
I need a new backhoe.
Oh, Kenny, Any idea when they're gonna determine the prepayment penalty?
Right now, I've been on the phone with them for like six times this last week and this week. And they're getting really close to getting us a commitment letter. And so there's all of that type of stuff will be in my USDA update at the board meeting. But it's the bankers, our banker is really trying to get it. They have these, you know, this department wants their money and we're paying it off. He has told me in the past that they've actually waived any prepayment penalty for some of their customers because they want them to be able to get USDA funding to be able to improve their systems and that type of stuff. So I keep telling them zero is where I want to be. So.
And we agree with that.
Too bad they can't write it off.
Never underestimate the power of Sharon to make that happen.
That's right.
Do not do that.
Any other discussion? Okay. We have a motion and a second to release the $200,000 budget item. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We'll be anxiously awaiting the bank's position.
Yes, it's, we're getting closer
on this. Okay, I'd like everyone to look at this list here. PSWID contacts as of January 4th, 2021, board members. And are there any other corrections that need to be made? The only one I really made was the one on Roger's phone number. It's 6472. Is that correct, Roger?
6472? Okay.
Yeah. Everyone else happy with what we're showing here?
Yeah.
All right. The chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Oh, before we do that, Alan, we had talked about having the board meetings earlier. Is there any thought to making the board meetings at 5 o'clock instead of 6?
Yes. I thought we agreed on that when I talked to the board members individually that it would be at 4 o'clock, at least during the winter.
Oh.
4 o'clock. Okay.
4 o'clock.
For the winter? Okay.
I need to, you also mentioned to me on account of the darkness, should I get a hold of the landlord and ask for additional lighting?
Yes. Would you follow up on that?
In terms, at least they wouldn't have a response.
It's a little dark out there.
It
also.
Sharon fell once, I think.
We got big lights in the back now.
Yeah, but it took an injury. Let's not get any more injured.
Yeah.
And,
safety, yes.
I ask you, Bob, to follow up on updating the sign out here in front of, and the sign on Fossil Creek Road with regard to the board members and getting that straightened out.
Then we'll talk about that tomorrow. We usually have the contractors do that. They're required to update that sign on the government line.
Is it board members?
They do.
No, they do that.
Yeah, the contractors in each of our contracts, they're required to get us a sign.
Okay. You make sure that's done.
You'll be here too. We'll do it.
I'll be here.
So when's the next board meeting?
Oh, to update the board, this just an update. This ramp and these stairs. Your guy, poor boy, was the only one responsible. They dealt with the landlord because. We don't have responsibility for that, but they're going to come and fix it. Probably at the end of this month or beginning of February, you said.
I know they're all busy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just a thought, we might need to have an answer. I don't know that anybody's going to investigate that, but if someone did come that was handicapped, how would they gain access? So I guess maybe put a small sign out there, please call the office for assistance.
Yeah, we can do that.
Because sometimes I've had carry wheelchairs up you know, steroids.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that again?
No, I do not. No. That was in my younger days.
Now we went through 3 board members using that ramp this last year, so.
Yeah, I just asked Sharon about what the tape was doing across the ramp, and then.
Well, if you grab a hold of that handrail, give it a good shake, and it moves.
Yeah,
it's rotted underneath. Yeah.
Did we have we changed the board meeting time on the website? That needs to be done.
I don't know.
So are all the board members meetings on the website going forward?
Yes.
Like the fourth, third Thursday of the month, is that what it is?
Yes.
Fourth Thursday of the month.
Okay.
We recently changed from the third to the fourth.
Okay.
That'll be 4 p.m.
So we just marked
when's winter in.
Pardon me?
4 p.m. at board meeting?
4 p.m.
When we start having light at 5 o'clock.
The next
28th would be the next one.
Day before I retire.
At 4 p.m. is set.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. I've done it 3 times.
Well, get it right.
I thought I had it right.
Okay.
And Alan, for the personnel advisory group, let's go ahead and put Raymond on it.
Well, but doesn't that exceed the 3?
I'll back off.
Oh, okay.
Since I'm already on the support services.
Raymond Headings.
One other question on these.
I have to invite Mr. Headings on that board. His background in Parker's improvements and the HR would be really valuable to that group.
Yeah,
we got it down.
Awesome.
And you didn't get out of it either.
Yeah, I didn't.
That was her goal.
It wasn't for you, I didn't know what to do with all those numbers.
So, real quick question, how do we know on these committees and advisory groups, how are they scheduled?
It's up to the lead person.
It's up to the chairman of the committee.
And they just contact you by email?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it is. Yep.
Yeah, they're an as-needed type of... Mm-hmm.
They're kind of ad hoc.
Gotcha.
Any other comments? Any other motions?
Move to adjourn.
I have a motion to move to adjourn.
Second.
And a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
We're adjourned. Thank you for your attendance.
So, Joe.